morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Don't live Larry the Money Man, how Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is. It's a Friday! That's right, it's a Friday! Inside the Madhouse, 75 degrees today. So it's going to be right near 94 today. Yeah, rain chances are very slim today. So, yeah, it's just going to be hot, hot, hot. Guess what it's going to be? Hot. Hydrate yourself, but his heat is already out there. It's already sitting, and as soon as that sun come up, it's going to get worse. Yes, indeed. In the man out with me this morning on this Friday. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl in that though.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica on it Friday?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I went and hung out with DJ Kool last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first time watching him, actually, because the other time, like, I hung out with him was up at Salisbury. Shout out to my man, Thomas, a.k.a. TME, a.k.a. Mr. Social. Hung out with him. It was at a concert type thing. He didn't DJ.
Mm-hmm.
But that boy DJ last night. At the Q party last night.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, but the Q, ain't nobody going out party the Q's. I think they still out there this morning party. I'm talking about Jessica. I seen a Q parlor was at least, the boy was at least 55.
Listen.
And he still party hop like he was 22. Like he was still in college.
Yeah, everybody coming to the city this weekend, y'all. Listen. Pace yourself.
It's a different type of party. It's like CIAA all over again.
Hey. But this is CIAA with a little sprinkle on it.
But listen,
a little razzle dazzle on it.
But them boy potty hopping in the parking lot.
Oh yeah.
They were potty hopping on people's cars. I said, ho, bro. Hey, you can't potty hop on that one right there.
Yeah.
What's up, big dog? Nah, I ain't one of y'all. I'm just here to host the party. But DJ Kool killed it last night. DJ, what up, boy? And you know, I ain't no huge Go-Go fan like that. But absolutely. Yeah, but he did his thing. And then, you know, of course, he did his old school, new school set. It was dope. Shout out to everybody who came out to the tavern last night, man. Welcome to the city. To all the Q's, man. Boy, them boys. And then they had this Q performer. So he performed songs and shouted out the Divine Nine in the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he also had a song, especially for the Q's. Something like, I wanna be a Q.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna be a Q. You know. I said, Baba, Jessica, I was a Q last night.
Oh,
I think,
man.
I parted up and threw up the sign by accident. He got it in. I forgot his name, but he definitely got it in, man. Shout out to Jamani and shout out to everybody who came out to the tavern last night. The Q's is in, they in the city.
They are in the city. I've seen the pictures. First of all, they are saying Charlotte Douglas is purple and gold.
It got
because
to be.
I have seen pictures of planes, the inside of a plane, all Q's.
Wow.
All Q's on the plane headed to Charlotte. As a matter of fact, I was driving by. I saw about maybe four or five Qs. They were getting their luggage out of the car as I was driving down South Boulevard yesterday. And I told them, I said, hey, don't y'all be in my city acting up this weekend, bro.
Your pep talk didn't work. Because they already acting up. Everywhere. 1501 last night. I came down the street. It was all purple and gold with gold boots and people. I'm telling, they out there this morning. Oh. They done stomped a new pothole in the streets. You know, Charlotte got 15,000 potholes anyway. They done stopped 15,000 more. So now we got 30. Shout out to the Q's, man. All right, man. Welcome to the city. Y'all know what time it is. Time for your inspirational power word of the morning. Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church. Hell, he might be a Q.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. It's been said that great people talk about ideas. Average people talk about themselves, and small people talk about others. That's what gossip does. It makes people small. It diminishes the person being talked about the person saying the unkind things and the listener. That's why you should not only avoid spreading gossip, but being a recipient of it. As a matter of fact, the Bible warns us of this very thing and puts gossipers in the same categories as liars and busybodies. Besides, those who gossip to you will gossip about you. Good leaders are like eagles. They soar, they inspire, they fly high. They don't talk simply to hear themselves, and they don't vent about someone to others to make themselves feel better. Leaders never say anything about others that they wouldn't want them to hear. Let me encourage you to never engage in gossip or let anyone else draw you in, but like an eagle, soar above the situation. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Charlotte's
plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Another lad in the Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 6 o'clock inside the Madhouse. You know what time that is. That means it's time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
So we were having a conversation here in the Madhouse about school lunch.
Jessica was deprived as a child.
I wasn't deprived.
Definitely deprived.
I wasn't deprived. I just didn't. My mom cooked.
Deprived.
My mom is a cooker. Like, she enjoys cooking. She loves cooking and things like that.
Deprived.
So she would always cook my, she would always make my lunch. But then that was in elementary school. By the time I got to middle school and high school, I did not eat lunch.
Deprived.
I just didn't eat. So, and if I did go through the lunch line, I would get like one item.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. So, we are asking you, what was slash is, for students that are still in school, the best, your favorite school lunch item?
Oh, man, that square pizza with the little square pepperonis on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. If you ain't never had square pizza, you are deprived as a child. You got the experience. I don't even know what they made that pizza out of. I don't know what they made that pizza and the pepperonis out of back then. But that with that chocolate milk, that might have been the best meal ever in the history of school meals. That, and on Wednesdays in high school, we would have fried chicken in school. And I don't know what them ladies put in that fried chicken, but it was the best. But that square pizza, though, was like that.
Now, I will say this, even though I did not eat lunch in school, when I became a teacher, when I graduated from college, baby, Betty King and them women over there at South Mecklenburg High School.
Not Betty King.
Ooh.
Hey, Betty King.
Huh?
I said, hey, Betty King.
Ooh, Betty King and them women over there at the cafeteria was made up of grandmothers and black aunties. And I mean, sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top. At school, they did their thing. But growing up, when I did go through the lunch line, it was for the French fries.
Oh, yeah, French fries is good at school, too.
It was the French fries.
I hear that French fries is good at school, too.
Yeah, I always get the French fries. That was my favorite item.
I just can't believe you ain't never had square pizza.
You know what I've heard a lot of people talking about, though?
What?
I hear a lot of people talking about the square pizza. But the square pizza has been replaced by the breakfast pizza.
See, now, we ain't have all that.
Oh.
No, they did too much. See, now, we ain't have Betty King.
Kids love the breakfast pizza.
But we had some old lady in the cafeteria. She wasn't making no damn breakfast pizza.
That's what they serve now.
I know, but back then,
they go crazy over the breakfast pizza.
I believe it. How do we get in on this?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quick.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, so people, COVID is real and it is still out here, so still try to be safe. You know, yesterday it was revealed that President Biden has tested positive and he is experiencing mild symptoms now. A lot of people right here in Charlotte were like, well, if he got it, what's up with the Vice President, Kamala Harris? Well, she tested negative along with First Lady Jill Biden. Jill Biden tweeted that she tested negative and that her husband is feeling fine. You know, Kamala Harris was here. Is she still here?
I believe so. She might have left late last night because traffic got shut down.
And maybe, you know, I couldn't get home yesterday.
Yeah, traffic got shut down late last night, so maybe she left, but she was in the city for a minute.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon when I tried to leave from here, I couldn't even get home. They had the whole interstate shut down.
Oh, yeah, Kamala was coming through now. What's
baby,
up?
Baby, listen.
What up, KK? They, holla at the people.
Let me just real quick. Mm. Real quick, Vice President Harris. We know the real reason why you were here.
Oh, well, you know she's
we know the real reason why you were here.
She
looked at and it's schedule. Understandable.
She looked at his schedule like, let me slide into Charlotte right quick.
Let
go
me
to
get
this conference.
In there real quick right
go
here.
Go holler DQ while I'm in the city.
The bruz is in the city.
Yeah.
Conclave going down.
You understand? I seen all y'all with y'all look get Greek game paraphernalia outside last night.
That listen, we know the real reason.
All
I got
the Deltas, AKs, that's all y'all. The Sigma Gamma Rho, that's all y'all last night.
My Sorors are out.
Yeah, all of them out.
But yeah,
Deltas, AKs,
just in
all
case,
y'all.
Just in case, Vice President Harris is here. We know the real reason, and it's cool.
Don't be saying that, Jesse. You know they got the power to shut us down. Don't do that.
Saying nothing wrong.
Don't do that. You know,
we know the real reason, and it's cool. It is cool. As a matter of fact, I can appreciate that.
That's what's
from
up.
You. But yes, the real story is COVID is still out here. President Biden has tested positive with mild symptoms. Vice President and the First Lady both tested negative.
Speaking of President Biden, he also was giving a speech and made a mention of cancer, so people were concerned over his health. And they're saying the White House has clarified that, saying that he was talking about a previous diagnosis of cancer that he got before he was president. So they was telling y'all, sit down. Don't be trying to read too much into it and saying he about to kill off.
Well, they're going to make our president sickly. They're going to make our president sickly,
man. Make him sickly, or is he really sickly?
Well, you know, I saw another video where he was walking back. He was doing some type of speech. It wasn't here in the United States, I don't think. And he was walking back to a seat with someone, and he was sort of pointing. And the headline was like, Joe Biden can't decide which seat to sit in. It was like he's like so mentally like off. He can't figure out which seat to sit in. But really what it was he was just asking which seat is mine and which seat is yours.
He's asking a man fell off a bike.
Larry, don't act like you ain't never tripped and fell before.
But it happens
to the best of us.
That man parked the bike and fell off the bike.
It happens.
Not like that. Did you see the video? The man fell walking up the steps.
The man just a little clumsy.
Okay. I think it's equilibrium.
It's clumsy people out here.
You're right. I think it's equilibrium is off due to the fact that.
Man, chill. Y'all act like because he's president, he nothing happens to him.
Nah. He
tripped
definitely
a little bit.
Yeah, okay. All right. They say the first thing to go is your equilibrium.
Is that what they say?
I don't know who they is, but that's what they say.
Well, prayers up for Joe Biden, President Joe Biden. Hope he gets better.
Stand up straight, Joe.
Oh, my goodness. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news, Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Coming up inside the Madhouse, catch a Madhouse classic throwback. Let's go drop at 6:33, and we're going to find out what's popping for the weekend at 6:40. It's the plug.
The morning madhouse is.
Y'all know what time it is. Speaking of hot boy, let's find out what's popping for the weekend. Where you going this weekend?
Oh my God, it's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's the weekend.
All right, man. Your weekend house being brought to you by Queen City Audio, Video, and Appliances. There. Having an effort to help feed 70,000 hungry children in need right here in Charlotte and 70,000 hungry children in Ukraine. We invite you to join them starting July the 18th. We work side by side to pack a total of 140,000 meals. Visit power.e8fm.com for more details to find out how you can tap in on this when you get in. Jessica, what you got popping for the weekend?
Well, you know, normally I give you the music and then Burpee gives you the movies. Burpee is out, so I'll start with the movies because the big one is Nope dropped today, so you all can check that one out in theaters. As far as music, baby, it's a lot of music out there. Megan Thee Stallion, she dropped her single Precious. It's featuring Future. It's a dope song. Had a chance to listen to it on the way into work today, so you all can check that one out. Southside and Lil Durk dropped a single. It's called Save Me. Future actually dropped the visual for Love You Better, and it has a guest appearance from Miss Shannon Thornton, a.k.a. Miss Mississippi from P-Valley. You all want to check out that video. It's up on our website, power98fm.com. Now, as far as albums are concerned, okay, B.O.B. dropped Better Than Drugs. Joey Badass dropped 2000. Asian Doll dropped Let's Do a Drill. Nardo Wick dropped Who Is Nardo Wick 2, the deluxe album. Who else? Shorty Shorty dropped More Than Music Part 2. You all can check that one out. Danny Lay dropped My Side. You can pick that one up. Rico Nasty dropped something that I don't know how to pronounce. RZA is here. He dropped Bobby Digital in the Pit of Snakes. And Lloyd Banks also dropped a new one. It's called The Course of the Inevitable 2. That's a lot of music out.
Thank you, Lloyd Banks.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Wherever you been, go back.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know it's out there. If you're a Lloyd Banks fan, you can go pick that one up.
He got some fans. All right, you know what, man? You want to be outside this weekend. First of all, anywhere you go this weekend is going to be Q City. The Q Conclave, the Omega Psi Phi Conclave is in the city all the way through the weekend, all the way till Monday. So wherever you go, it's going to be a lot of purple and gold, a lot of party hopping. And if you've never experienced a party hop before, fellas, let me tell you something right now. Your Jordans, your whatever shoes you got on might get stepped on. So just when you hear the, just get out the way. I'm telling you right now. I had to learn this at John C. Smith University. Just get out the way because there is nothing you can do. There is nothing you can do, okay? So don't get out there when them boys start doing their thing, trying to get in the way, trying to break their line, or just don't even worry about getting your shoes stepped on because it's going
to
happen.
It's nothing that you should try to do. You are a guest in their house. This is their conclave. You are a guest in their house.
Well, hold on, Jessica. A lot of people don't know the rules and regulations, so I'm trying to get them to.
What you do know that you respect people at their function. What? This is the cue, the Omega's function. Don't come in there trying to be disrespectful. And what you see is people as they're running around and doing that, they want to stand there and go, they won't touch me. Come on now, chill.
But see, what I'm saying is, so, you know, for the regular club goers in the city who might not never experience this and might not even know what a conclave is, Jessica, I got to let them know.
Yeah.
Because it's going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Go down, because this is Charlotte.
Let's just all have some fun.
Four fingers, no thumbs.
Let's all just have some fun.
They got the official conclave Saturday going down this Saturday. You know we broadcast live from the Monarch Room each and every Saturday night. It's going to be crazy. As a matter of fact, coming up later on in the show, we're going to have some VIP tickets for y'all to go check it out for this conclave Saturday. So y'all be safe this weekend, man. Want to see everybody back here on Monday, okay? Y'all be safe. That's what's popping for the weekend.
I can't believe I'm going to miss this.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
The best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Boy, y'all know what time it is. It's time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown.
Let's go.
I shout out everybody out here, boss. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. I wanna send a shout out to my people out handling the business. You real? I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, my beautiful sweet queen.
Hey, Miss April, who you trying to let shine?
This morning I'm letting God shine because
okay.
We done made it to the weekend like Beyond, but shout out to my daddy.
Good morning, who want to let shine this morning?
Yes, I'd like to let Ayanna Pass shine in Statesville. She's hosting a 707 at Statesville Senior High for the community. And I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing. So if you're not doing anything tomorrow from 1 to 6, come out and shout us out.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Shout out to Statesville.
I would slide through there, but me and Jessica and Burpee gonna be on a plane to Grenada tomorrow, so.
We are.
We're not going to be able to make any events this weekend for the whole next week.
I'm very, very sad that I'm not going to be able to be out.
You ain't going to be sad. You ain't going to be sad.
I mean, I'm.
By the time that plane touched down, you're going to forget all about them cues.
You're right. But exactly. I would like to be out there with my bros and my sorrows.
You fly tonight?
Whoo, child.
I ain't one of your friends. Good morning.
Don't do that.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's
y'all
up, Nikki? Good morning, Nikki.
Not nothing. Just recovering from my surgery. I would like to give a big old shine out to my son, Zay, and my daughter, Shamar. They have been the best nurses for me since yesterday.
I really want
them to shine like bright like a diamond.
That's what's up. That's a beautiful thing. And big ups to you and your surgery, man.
Coming up is Jessica's Got It For You, Nose and Every News, dropping at 7:24. We're back at 7:20. Your chance to get them tickets for Kendrick Lamar.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
What the hell is going on here?
Nosy Neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor news for Friday, July 22nd, being brought to you by the Disney Wish. It's the newest ship on the Disney Cruise Line, bringing the spectacular worlds and characters from Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar to life like never before. You want to be a part of the magic? Visit power98fm.com for your chance to win. After being featured in their newest commercial, Lil Baby has now teamed up with Axe for his own line of limited edition products. He said, "I only do deals that feel authentic to me." He continued by saying, "Being an Axe user myself, coming up with this collaboration for a wax pack has been a natural move for me." He is also serving as an ambassador for Axe. So shout out to him for that. Kodak Black was placed on house arrest after violating his supervised release. Word is he must be monitored electronically and cannot leave his home. In addition to that, he's going to be subject to regular drug testing. The judge placed Kodak on house arrest following his recent arrest because of drug possession, which violated his supervised release order. Issa Rae recently revealed who she would want to be her rapping partner and her rapping mentor. She said, "My answer is easy. Regina Hall would be my rapping partner. She is hilarious. She's an icon, and I would be honored. As far as my rap mentor, I would choose Lil' Kim. Hands down. She's also an icon. She's been the foundation and the blueprint for so many women who came after her, and she is only to be respected." Issa Rae and Regina Hall making a rap group would be hilarious.
That would be dope.
I mean,
they need to do that for him.
For real. I would love
for
that.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
SZA fans have been dealt another blow as her album has been pushed back yet again. You know, earlier she says that her album would be coming out during the summer, but her label is saying something different. And exec says, "Shortly after discussing everything with RCA and Top, we've decided it was best to do it a little bit later to set everything up correctly, giving it its proper space and lead time." Since his last full-length release was Control in 2017. Happy birthday to Breezy, Danny Glover, and Keith Sweat. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Y'all know what time it is. It is 7:40, and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad.
I'm mad.
Are you mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad?
Mad.
I'm mad.
Yo, Larry Mad is being being brought to you by the Power 98 Block Party. Next Saturday, July 30th, it's going down from noon until 2 at Barber's Coast College. Food, prizes, special performances by everybody on the Healthy Blue Stage. DJ Luke Nasty, Tico B, Rico Marino, Colonel Loud, Mary Mac, Royalty, Paper Chasing Savage, Armani White, Girl Code, and Deja Lynn? Deja. Okay, Deja. Everybody gonna be in the building. It's gonna be crazy with a special guest appearance by my boy, KK Short, a.k.a. Kawan Short, man, is going down. And guess what? It's all free, presented by Healthy Blue North Carolina. Today, I know you freaking lying. Hashtag ain't no way boss. Hashtag Larry Man. This is supposed to be the happiest place on earth. The happiest place on earth. Not when you insert us. You put us in there and it becomes a wrestling match, a boxing match, a melee. That's what it becomes. I hate to say it. My people, my people, my people. Small world. We don't die. We multiply. They done went and tore up Disney World. Did y'all see this video of this big fight at Disney World between these two families? I'm talking about they throwing baby strollers. They done pushed Mickey Mouse down. Minnie Mouse is on there hollering. It is crazy. Goofy is trying to break it up. And they are destroying Disney World. Now, what would make you do all this at the happiest place on earth? It's supposed to be a happy time. The kids is happy. You is happy. Mickey happy. But we out there fighting like we fighting for freedom. They was fighting at least 10 minutes. They was out there fighting like they was trying to get their freedom and their civil rights back. What is wrong with my people? Stop fighting in places like this. We can't go to Disney World and fight. Now you're going to make it bad when I go back. Y'all going to drive the price is already $150 to get in every park. Now, when I go back, they're going to be $250 because they're going to add a black person fee. If you're black, you got to pay more. Because we don't know how to act. Just to teach your people how to act now. What's wrong with them?
Now, don't get it twisted. We not the only people that be fighting out there at Disney. I've seen some videos.
Well, I need to see them videos.
No, we not the only ones. Don't do that.
This video right here, they just kept fighting. They wouldn't stop. They just wouldn't stop. Man, when you go to Disney,
they were walking away and he coming back and smacking people.
Yeah, it was just, what's wrong with them? When you go to Disney World, you're supposed to have a good time. It's a happy time.
You overcharge us for these
they wouldn't fight Mickey Mouse then, but don't fight nobody else.
You know the reason.
What was the reason?
They were in line for a ride.
Oh, Lord.
One person got out of the line to get their phone. They left their phone on a wheelchair.
Right.
And then when they attempted to get back in the line, the other family was like, nah, you can't get back up here. You need to go to the back of the line. The person was trying to get back to their family. Now, you can clearly tell there's two sides because one of them is in uniform and the other one is not. They all have one to say. So I don't know which person got out of line.
Mm. Versus the wife.
Yeah. But that's what it was. It was over a spot in
man,
line.
Let that man back in his spot. We fighting over spots in line. We all getting up. Hashtag, see what else I've been mad about. I'm sick of my people. I'm about to convert myself to something. It's the plug. It's part of that.
Shots fired. My ass up like a Glock 9. Hey, Burpee, feel the type of way? We putting you on blast. Shoot a dummy of the day.
You bitch,
dummy. Shoot straight out the booth. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The English is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Burpee ain't making the work. That's it. Shots fired.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
And those are Burpee's thoughts.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, Larry and I were actually having this conversation the other day.
It was on
Monday. Jim Jones has some concerns about this new generation. He posted a video of a young photographer and said, yo, it's 100 degrees today. And you got on jeans, a hoodie, a poo shiesty, and a fitted.
Yeah.
He says, I'm a little older, pardon me, but these young guys, they're a little colder, even in July when it's 95 degrees at night. You got to make it make some sense. You look wild, but hey, if you like it, I love it. I was once young too. Carry on.
That's what I be saying. Like, that's they style now. Like, we wore our clothes backwards. We wore them cut up. So we got to let them have their thing. They like hoodies in 9,000 degree weather. Okay. And shades.
Yeah, that's how our parents looked at us too, Jessica. The same way you looking at me when you had on them jellies and jam shorts. That's how your mama then was looking at you.
The only difference for me is that it was like a style that my parents questioned.
Right.
This one is like about body temperature.
They ain't got no body temperature.
What
no
is
more.
Going on? These babies are built different.
They ain't got no body temperature no more.
It's hot.
It ain't for us to understand.
I am all for expressing yourself and wearing different things. I actually love to see kids that do that, especially the little ones. When the parents are saying, like, go in there and dress yourselves, and then they come out with a whole costume on to go to school. I love that kind of stuff. But the temperature, your body temperature.
We hot. They not, Jessica. They not hot. They don't get hot.
I would like to know, cool, how do you do it?
They so cool that they cool, Jessica. That's what it is. I'm so cool that I'm cool. They got to be because these.
I just want to know, how does that happen?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to let you do what you do.
They built different.
Because the little one next door, she does it.
And my daughter does it too. Ryan she probably got on the hoodie today and it's 9,000 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay. And pants. I don't understand.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Now, if you see me in a hoodie out here in the summertime, know that it's just because I'm coming out of this building.
That's it.
That's the only reason.
Because after the 5 minutes we get out of here, I'm taking all that off.
Because this building stays on froze.
Yeah, they don't care nothing about the people in here. They care about the equipment. Yeah.
But I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Another bit later, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. 77 degrees today. So it's going to be right in the 93. It's going to be a hot day here in Charlotte, America. Rain chances are low today and tomorrow. So, yeah, you're just going to have to deal with this heat. Speaking of dealing with heat, boy, they heating things up over at the Charlotte Area Fund. My man, Nick Wharton, the president and CEO of the Charlotte Area Fund, is in the building. What's up, Nick?
How you doing, man? What's happening? Thank you for having me.
Man, I'm doing good. So, for the folks out there listening, like, man, what in the hell is the Charlotte Area Fund? What is it, Nick?
We are Mecklenburg County's Community Action Agency, man. We've been around here for a minute, 60 years, providing workforce development, helping families to reach self-sufficiency, low-income families. And so, over the last 24 months, man, we've been keeping families in their homes with mortgage assistance, utility support, workforce development, helping families to rethink, you know, how they want to live their lives, man, coming out of this COVID-19.
And now you all are doing something special, especially talking about COVID-19. This is a very important topic that our community, people of color, have really been discussing ever since COVID-19 hit, and that is our health. So talk to the people and tell us what you are doing regarding our health.
Sure, absolutely. If we've learned anything from COVID-19, it's that good health is wealth. The fact of the matter, though, is that low-income communities, black and brown, all over the nation, have been impacted disproportionately by COVID-19. And it's not over yet, right? Mm-hmm. So we still have large communities that have high vaccination hesitancy rates. This new variant is even more contagious. And so for families, individuals that are 60 and older, low-income, they are still at risk. So good health is good health is wealth simply means see your doctor, exercise, eat well, get enough sleep. We're trying to encourage a newer, healthier lifestyle, because if our community is going to be healthy, we've got to get healthy. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what this campaign is a lot about. We have a social media campaign. We've got billboards around town. We're doing radio shows like this. We're just trying to get the message out that we are not yet out of COVID-19. And so we have to stay vigilant and aware.
So let me ask you this, because you said, you know, the Charlotte Area Fund helps low-income families. If I am a low-income family, how do I get help from the Charlotte Area Fund?
Yeah, good question. So you can go to our website, www.charlotteareafund.org, and you can see all the programs and services that we offer. That's a key way of learning more about the agency.
Mm-hmm. Are there any prerequisites to be able to participate in any of the programming that you all offer?
Yes. So program eligibility is really based on economic background, right? So you have to be 200% or below federal poverty guidelines. So you can look at the scale and you can see what that is. Now, the beautiful thing is that if you are head of household and you're eligible, everyone in your household is eligible for support.
That's great.
So it's really a full family effort, really.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all also partnered with C.W. Williams.
Yeah. So C.W. Williams Community Health Center is a federally qualified health center that focuses on low-income folk, helping them to stay healthy, and they provide a whole range of health care services. Throughout the last 24 months, we've partnered with them. We've been hand-in-hand. Early on in the COVID awareness, we provided many bilingual signs in neighborhoods about social distancing, wearing the mask, so forth and so on. And now, of course, we are in partnership with them now. So you'll have, we got radio spots where the good Dr. Holiday or Debbie Weeks will be doing pieces helping folk to learn how to stay healthy, really. So we're in partnership with them.
In addition to organizations like C.W. Williams, there are a lot of people out here that have wonderful programs and that would be great fits to be able to partner with you all on the great work that you're doing. Correct. How can people partner with you?
Yeah. So you know, we do two things. One, we have direct services, the services that I mentioned, and then we have strategic partners, and we have many strategic partners.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Right. For instance, this summer, we're working with Young Icons and we're providing summer camps. Right.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know about Young Icons. They're doing a fabulous job. And so we're helping families with summer school funding because we realize that, you know, the education loss over the summer has been drastic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're providing a summer camp with them. And Anthony Hamilton's involved in it. It's just a great, great camp. So just reach out to us, right? And we can talk about it. We focus on what's called shared outcomes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a gap in your services that focuses on low-income people, we can maybe fill that gap and vice versa.
Nick Wharton, live inside the building with the Madhouse, the president and CEO of the Charlotte Area Fund. Now, because it is a fund, how do y'all get funded? Do y'all get funded from the government or donations? How does that work?
Wow, great question. So we are funded through the Office of Economic Opportunity and the federal government. It's called the Community Service Block Grant. It's a mm-hmm. federal block grant that really provides a lion's share of our resources. There are 34 community action agencies in the state, 1,000 around the country, and we are Mecklenburg County's community action agency. So we really focus in a very broad way, but that's our main resource, but we always are looking for donations and sponsorships, and we've got other partners that have been trying to come through and help us as well.
I really want to go back to the health situation mm-hmm. because, you know, sometimes we as black people, we shy away.
We don't like that part. You said what now?
We don't want to go to the doctor. We don't want to get that diagnosis or anything. And it's just not on our top priority list. Why is this important?
Yeah, so you're hitting on something very, very important. You've perhaps heard people talk about the social determinants of health, right? Oftentimes, when we come from low-income communities, we are associated with lack of resources, lack of health care mm-hmm. resources, right? Mm-hmm. So in many cases, we're unhealthy, not because we want to be unhealthy. We're unhealthy because of lack of knowledge and lack mm-hmm. of awareness, mm-hmm. right? And so we have a lot of fears around, you know, going to the doctor. Certainly COVID, we had these conspiracy theories that kind of mm-hmm. took us over. Even in the face of folk dying, family members dying, right? So we just have to barrel through, right? And so education is really the key. Information is power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're here today, really, mm-hmm. trying to dispel myths. And 'cause people have had trauma in their lives, really,
yeah.
right? For good reason. And the healthcare system, quite frankly, has not been a friendly, you know, partner to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's interesting to know that North Carolina is really considering expanding Medicare. Right, for families. And we're one of the few states that haven't expanded Medicare.
Mm.
And so that's happening right now. The state is really considering that. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a real big deal.
So let me ask you this, Nick. Because we're talking about health, we also got to mention mental health.
Yeah.
Because so many of us, not only did we go through COVID, you know, with our physical health, but our mental health. Do y'all do anything on the mental health level?
Yeah. We do have partners that we work with. You know, that is probably one of the under-resourced areas, mental health, right? Because certainly if you've grown up in the traumatic experiences in communities that many of us have, I grew up in New York City, and so there's all kinds of traumas that are undiagnosed, right? And we go through life as if we're fine, but we are not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that COVID has really been traumatic. Families have lost jobs, lost homes. So mental health is a major issue, and we do have healthcare partners, and we're always concerned about that. Throughout this 24 months, we've provided telemedicine.
Mm-hmm.
We've had counselors reach out to many of our clients, particularly our senior clients, who were shut in, fearful of even going out.
Yeah.
And so we did a lot of work with that as well.
For people that are just joining us and just listening, we're talking about the Charlotte Area Fund. Tell us one more time exactly what it is you all cover, what types of services, and how people can get that information.
Yeah, we are Mecklenburg County's Community Action Agency. We focus on workforce development, helping families be self-sufficient. We provide a whole range of case management for families. You can go to our website, www.charlotteareafund.org, and learn more about our program services and your eligibility for them.
Hey, y'all got a big campaign going on right now. We're going to be seeing billboards across the city. I'm on some of the billboards and some other folks too.
Yeah, thank you so much for your support. You know, one individual we have on Brookshire on a billboard is Dorothy Count Scoggins.
Mm-hmm.
She's integrated.
Wow.
She's here.
Yes.
And she's such a prominent figure. And you know, I have to say, she lost her only remaining sibling, Howard Counts.
Mm.
Recently, the funeral was this past weekend at John C. Smith, and he was a board trustee emeritus at John C. Smith, and he was one of our big supporters. And so my heart goes out to Dorothy Count Scoggins, and I just wanted to mention that. But she is an iconic figure, not only in the city of Charlotte, but the state, but the nation. She is our shero, quite frankly, and she's got a beautiful exhibit in the African-American Museum in D.C. that you all ought to see.
For people that are not exactly eligible for the services that you all provide, but understand the work that you do is needed and want to support that, how can they do that?
So for families that are not eligible, and we have many who come to us, we have lots of partners we can refer out, right? But we're also writing grants for support for those who are not eligible, so we can help expand our reach and help more people.
Okay.
Right? So we people aren't really turned away. We just refer them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So because there's a lot of social sector partners. We're not the only ones doing this work. There are a lot of partners who don't get any shine, basically, for the work they do. Right? So what we believe, collaboration is the key. Nobody does this work on their own.
Yeah.
Nobody. Not us, not anyone. Right? So don't believe them if they say that. So we're all in this thing together.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate you stopping in this morning, Nick. We really thank you, and keep up all the good work with the Charlotte Area Fund. Anything else you need to add before you leave out here?
Well, I'm just so pleased to be here. You know, the bottom line, everyone, is that good health is wealth. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If your health isn't right, you've got very little. So good health is wealth. We've got to stay healthy.
All right.
There it is.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you so much for having me.
Charlotte Area Fund. Give out their website one more time.
Yeah, www.charlotteareafund.org.
All right, it's the plug. It's Pod 88. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? You know what time it is? It's time to play America's favorite game show. Let's meet today's contestant.
Sade.
What up, Sade?
Hey, what up, y'all?
Are you? Shawty. All right, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get to it, three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Sade, if you do not, we are taking your hood black card, all right?
Okay.
Oh, God, no.
All right, Sade, you got two categories today. Jessica has your category number one.
Black people give instructions in their music.
What? I got your category number two, and it's in the song.
The movie.
In the song. Not the movie today. In the song. What?
Sade over there showing out.
Showing out. Trying to tell me what category I'm doing. What category you want, Sade?
In the song.
In the song. With Young Dro and T.I., what did Young Dro tell you to lean?
Lean back. Don't lean.
I'm about to say, Sade.
Who are you? We're not gonna lean back. We're gonna
show the way. Okay, you got it. You want to stay in the same category or would you like Jessica's category?
The same category.
All right, in the song, Shake It Fast by Mystical, what did he come in his hand? What did he have in his hand when he came in?
Oh my
f-ing
God.
It's the lead off. I give you a hint. It's the lead off to the song. I came in with my hand.
I came in with my.
Say it. You got to say it loud. Say it loud.
I came here with my, okay, my kids in the car.
Well, say it loud. Say the first part loud, then whisper to the other part.
I came here with my hand.
You won.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Then you did, hey. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Then you did, hey.
You win.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
It is going down this weekend. It is the Q Conclave live from the Monarch Room. It's going to be crazy. 2016 North Graham Street. We're going to put you in the building VIP style. Let everybody know what station putting you in there.
Power 98.
Y'all living there the morning, man. I shall is plugged for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know it's 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending, big dog. Trending topic.
Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug. No, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
All right, well, you know how it goes down in trending. Boy, we got the trending topics for y'all for real. And it's being brought to you by Jessica and this Disney Wish Cruise. Jessica, you went on this Disney Wish Cruise. It is the newest ship from the Disney Cruise Line. Bringing the spectacular worlds and characters from Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar to life like never before. You want to be a part of the magic, you can visit power98fm.com for more details. And Jessica, just hit Jessica up. She can tell you all about it. Jessica, what you got trending over there?
All right. I have not seen this movie, but I've heard great things about it, and I do want to check it out. You know, there's a movie all about Elvis. It's called Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who played Big Mama Thornton in the film, her name is Shanka DeCure, I believe I said that. I might have said that wrong. Well, she was found dead in her apartment by her children. She was found dead in Nashville. According to the police, foul play is not suspected. She was just 44 years old. But the reason why this story is special is because she's a Charlotte native. I did not know that. I did not know that. So prayers up for her entire family.
Yeah. That's sad. Sad. Big story coming out of the Olympics. I guess this is the track and field Olympics going down. But the United States went out there and ran through the records. Them boys is out there running. They out there running like they running from the policemen, Jessica. Shout out to Noah Lyles. Noah Lyles. He broke the American record in the men's 200 meter final. That boy ran a 19.31. Do you know how fast that is in a 200?
I saw that. That boy in the 200,
but he left everybody.
I blinked, and he was at the finish line.
That boy left everybody.
Yeah.
Noah Lyles from the United States, man, did his thing. Big, big shout out to him. And coming in close second to third, Kenny Bednarik and Arion Knighton. They was right behind him, but that boy broke the record with a 19.31 in the 200 meters.
Come on now. How far can you run that fast, like, in that amount of time?
19.1 seconds?
Yeah.
Probably from here to the kitchen.
19 seconds. I could probably make it from here to the elevator.
Yeah, that boy running. Real quick, this is also trending and locally trending. I just want to send some hearts and prayers up to one of our DJs, not one of our DJs here at the station, but you know, he has been on at the station with us during the holidays and doing some holiday mixes in and around the city. Just wanted to send some prayers up for DJ M-Eazy, the entire Gas House. He lost his daughter. And man, this whole story that I've been hearing is sad. And you know, I've been dealing with death myself, you know, losing my mom. So it's just, woo. Boy, listen, M-Eazy. And, your kids, mother, and your whole family, man. Prayers up for y'all.
Yeah, prayers up for your entire family.
Such a good guy, man.
Yeah.
Such a good guy. That's what's trending inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Each and every morning we drop it on y'all. We call it the Madhouse Question of the Day. Hashtag M-H-Q-O-T-D. Jessica, what was that question today?
We were asking you, what is your favorite or was your favorite school lunch item?
Miss Shannon
30 said, Nachos. Miss G underscore McCory said that pizza was lit in that peanut butter and jelly. Anika underscore Chamber said, pizza, baby? It's duck. It's duck said that turkey and rice. Boy, stop playing with me. That turkey and rice was fire, too. That turkey and rice was fire.
Turkey and rice was good.
And Kendra Fields. What's up, Kendra Fields? She said, baby, the rose, baby. And whenever they said we could have chocolate milk, yeah, that chocolate milk. And Tyree said, Wednesday was chicken day for us, but he said chicken day. Chicken day was Wednesday. In high school, Wednesday was chicken day.
We never had chicken day.
You was the prime.
And like at my school, it was like chicken nuggets, but not chicken day. But Betty King. Betty King made some fried chicken.
I'm thinking you and Betty King. But hey, Betty King, if you're still alive.
Betty King lived right around the corner from the station. I was driving over here in Wilmore one day and saw Betty King outside.
Did you stop and talk to her?
What? That Betty King, my boo.
You should have told the cookie some more school lunch.
Somebody is calling Betty King right now, Sally. They talking about you on the radio.
They talking about you on the radio.
Betty King, boy.
All right, man. Coming up, we go roll call. You can roll call with me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
With me at Hey Miss Jessica.
9:55, we roll call.
Start your day off right. Let's get it. With Queen City's number one plug for hip hop and R&B. The most lit in the morning.
My favorite time to listen to probably the morning show.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.